This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, turning up the temp. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. When a disabled worker wants a job held by a temporary worker, who wins? Travis, who had cystic fibrosis, worked in the shipping department with no problems for more than 7 years. But the company outsourced shipping operations to a company that brought in temporary workers. Travis transferred to another department, but due to the large amount of paper dust, he couldn't work there and asked for his old job back. He was told that temporary workers had it, so the job was no longer available. Travis sued the company for refusing to make reasonable accommodation for his disability, arguing when a job is filled with a temporary worker, it should be treated as vacant for those who are disabled. But the court ruled a job is only vacant if it is in fact vacant, and the dictionary definition of vacant is not filled or occupied by anybody. Ruling otherwise would transform an anti-discrimination law into a mandatory preference status for disabled employees. So temporary workers mean no vacancy, and those with a disability don't have the ability to simply make them go poof and disappear. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.